At the beginning, of Parshat Ki Tavo, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Bikurim. Every year, the first fruits from the Shivat Aminim, a person has to come and gather in Eretz Yisrael and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Bereishis has a very interesting comment regarding the pasuk Bereishis bara Elokim. The Medrash says that the world was created b'shvil reishit. And what is reishit? So there are a number of opinions in the Medrash. The Medrash says that Bnei Yisrael are called Reshit, and therefore the world was created for Bnei Yisrael. Torah is called Reshit, and the world was created because of Torah. And then the Medrash says, do you mind closing the door, please? And then the Medrash says that Bikurim are called Reshit. As it says in our parsha, Vata hine eveti et reshit peri adama. And from here we see, says the Medrash, that the world was created because of the mitzvah of Bikurim. Now this is very strange. There are many mitzvot. All mitzvot are important. But why does the Medrash say, aside from the fact that the Torah uses the word reshit, why does the Medrash say that the world was created due to the mitzvah of Bikurim? What's so unique, what's so special about the mitzvah of Bikurim? The Sefer Darkei Musar from Yaakov Naiman. Sefer explains as follows. The world was created. And it's not really so difficult for an intelligent person to realize that for the world to exist, there must be a creator. Some being must have created the world. The idea that a couple of amino acids just happened to bump into each other and everything else came out of that without any hand guiding it doesn't really make sense. But once the world was created, a person can come along and think, okay, God created the world, but now everything more or less that happens in the world depends on me, depends on us. Now, to a certain extent, we're in charge. It comes along the mitzvah of Bikurim. A person plows the land. He sows the seed, he plants the sapling, he waters it, he irrigates it, he watches it grow, he prunes it when necessary, he takes care of it, and finally it bears fruit, and he harvests what's grown, and he does all this, and he brings it to the Beit HaMikdash, and what does he say, says the Torah? Va'ata hine heveti et reshit peri adama asher natata li Hashem. I did all this. I plowed, I planted, I took care of it, I irrigated, I watered, I harvested. And it was you, Hashem, who gave it to me. Because you, Hashem, are in control of everything. And that's why the mitzvah of Bikurim is so fundamental to the idea of creation. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only create the world, but He is constantly in charge over everything. And it is in the merit of that mitzvah of Bikurim, of the recognition that we have, that despite all the hishtadlis that we do in the world, and we need to do our hishtadlis, at the end of the day, It's all 100% from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Nasata Li Asher. 2 weeks from tonight, and for me, it's a scary thought. 2 weeks from tonight is Rosh Hashanah. They always say, you know, we need Elul to get ready for Yom HaDin. It just doesn't seem to be enough. And on Rosh Hashanah in the davening, we have Malchiot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. The Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Chazal comments that what's Malchiot? Shetamlichuni Aleichem. So on Rosh Hashanah, we, so to speak, coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochol. We make him the Melech. Explains the Darkei Musar. It's not only that we make him a Melech in the sense, yeah, it's this big, powerful, important king who created the world. That's not enough. Shetamlichuni Aleichem. That you realize that we, us, not only Adam Arisha, but every moment of every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over us and over the entire world. That He is constantly in charge of every single thing. That is the Malchus that we need to recognize on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, maybe it's no coincidence that just prior to Rosh Hashanah, we read Parshas Kitzavo. We read about the mitzvah of Bikurim. In order to realize and re-emphasize and remind ourselves that despite all the hishtadlis that we do in the world in every area, and we need to do our hishtadlis, in the end, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with gratitude to thank Him for everything. Asher Nasata Li Hashem.